Good oil or bad oil? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's an old story. A big oil company wants to build a pipeline, and environmentalists do all they can to block it.
This pipeline would be locking the United States into decades more of dependence on a very dirty and expensive form of oil.
This time it's the Keystone Pipeline, which would link the oil sands of Alberta, Canada, to refineries in Illinois, Oklahoma, and Texas. And according to the company's CEO, create a lot of well-paid jobs.
The tragedy is to the average American that this is a great opportunity to go back to work, and we're throwing it out the door if we let this project die.
Well, the Obama administration isn't quite throwing it out the door, but it is going to delay it because the present route puts a pressurized pipeline full of oil right through one of the largest sources of water in Nebraska.
And any kind of spill would just be disastrous.
And it isn't just the enviros. The state legislature of Nebraska, a thoroughly red state with a Republican governor, is also worried. Ranchers and farmers, who wouldn't dream of chanting, hey, hey, ho, ho, unless it had to do with actual hoes, are also worried. They just seem to mistrust oil companies for some reason. And yet we need the jobs, and we need the oil. So, how about this? Since TransCanada promises this will be as safe as a pipeline can get, suppose they prove that by having every TransCanada executive sign a binding document stating that should any of Nebraska's water be affected by the pipeline or its construction, their company and each of them individually is financially responsible. I think you'd end up with a very safe pipeline. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.